Extremely offensive and terribly inappropriate. Appropriate.
Parental discretion is advised.
Are you sure this is legal?
Ooh, yeah. Show it and hug it right now. Come on.
Or a couple or a female too.
Remember how many. It was awesome. So after it was over, bombs and cameras. The light has gone out of our lives, and there is darkness everywhere.
As Abigail Butterfield said, we are living in callous times. Our government system is callous. Our politicians are inept. You have probably the worst home minister you've ever had in our entire history, who is not only incompetent, he's inept, he's inarticulate, and he's reasonably unintelligent. And these are the men we trust a billion lives with. These are the people who don't learn from any lesson. Alec and Farooq both mentioned the lessons of the past. We never learn. It is tragic. I have seen the way people at the time have stood up. You know, right from the top management, people have been there, people have been, have spent all night. Did you see any person from the political system? They would come and round the chakra of your cattle very rightly said, for the witnesses of the sound bite. How difficult would it have been for Lal Krishna Advani, Manmohan Singh, Jaswant Singh, and all these other guys to share one aircraft, to show one united face, and to talk about one country? One gets angry and one is completely desolate, given the kind of politics and the kind of viciousness that we have in our political system. We don't have men anymore, we have wimps running this country. And as long as wimps run this country, you will continue to face crisis after crisis.
To India's Army of Liberation, Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose declared in 1944.
That the soil of India is going to be the last theater of war in this part of the world. I do not know how many of us who are going to participate in the coming battle will survive to see India free. But whether we survive or not, whether we individually live to see India free or not, we are confident that India shall be free. We are confident that an American terrorism will be wiped out.
Come on.